This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to connect to any one of those, and we'll get you on the air here with us. You can talk about what you want. We are going to start the show tonight with the Iran situation that I guess developed sometime yesterday, late yesterday. I don't know if it was during Free Talk Live or just before it, but we didn't cover it at all yesterday, and tonight we definitely need to. So with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
So welcome back, Vincent. You have gone on a little winter's break.
First FTL of the decade for me.
So, and it's not good news that we have to open up with here. Donald Trump, the very same guy who talks out of one side of his mouth, and being favor, or rather about being in favor of, withdrawing troops from countries around the world, being in favor of peace, called himself, peace president or something like that when he was running for office. And since he's been in office, he's kind of been like this mixed bag. On some cases, he seems to have done some de-escalation. For instance, in his talks with Kim Jong-un from North Korea, and then there was another example sometime this year where he objected to killing innocent people in a bombing. So, you hear those things, and it's like, okay, that's cool. And then you find out about just, basically a completely unauthorized, illegal, unconstitutional strike against targets in Iran yesterday. And you're like, okay, well, that's not the same, mentality at all. It's completely different. This is a total warmonger. This is the same guy who fired John Bolton. Now, I'm sure Bolton is very, very happy about this. The story here from Bloomberg, Donald Trump ordered the killing of a top Iranian general on Thursday, and in his characteristic style, the president made sure the world knew who was responsible. As reports filtered out from Iraq that Qasem Soleimani had been killed in a U.S. airstrike, some administration officials quietly acknowledged American involvement. Then a tweet from the president, an image of the American flag, absent any commentary. And finally, a statement from the Defense Department. Trump ordered a strike on Soleimani, leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, to prevent attacks on U.S. personnel. So it was a preemptive strike? Is that what they're claiming?
Just because only one American contractor was killed and a few more were injured in some splash area damage. So it's like one, Not that it's any sort of excuse, but it's just like over one person who wasn't even American personnel. He was a mercenary and employed by the government.
Really? And what was the alleged killing about? I'm not familiar with that.
So for that one, it was at the time in Baghdad. And for me, it's unclear. I know, Chris, you said you did a lot of research into it. I've just done research into like the aftermath of it. So there's been all of the past week, there's been protests outside the American embassy in Baghdad.
Oh, okay.
And so the claim was, as it was happening, was that the people who were protesting were Iranian militia. That's what the what I saw the mainstream media was. You know, the neocons.
This is what the Pentagon was saying.
Yeah, but they were Iranian militia. On Twitter and just people, other people who are generally anti-war was saying
and
they
when
were actually
protests,
legitimate.
You mean they're pretty violent, right? Like what?
The footage I saw, because I mean, the Twitter, what I saw on Twitter, it was just people, chanting, the usual "Death to America," tearing up American flags, the usual sort of protests. But
claim.
There were people moving around stones to use to throw at. That's that was the claim people were moving. So, there's a claim that there's violence, but at the same time,
It's more than that. The U.S. is claiming that there was an attack by Iran through it's support basically base of attacking a U.S. embassy. So they believe that the people outside of the embassy were connected with the Iranian government,
right?
Basically, and therefore this is their response to that, I guess.
So, like in a lot of cases, you just got to take their word for it.
Yeah.
Well, and it goes further. It was here. I just have the CNN pull it. Trump claims, so they were claiming that Soleimani, not only was he behind whatever attack, but that he was planning a very
attack.
A very major attack that would have killed Americans.
Mm.
So that's the main justification.
Just like they claim
that
they had the yellow cake and all the other lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's the problem. The American government is constantly planning attacks on its neighbors, its friends, its allies, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do that as a state. That's just what you do.
I suspect if Ron Paul were in charge of it, they wouldn't be doing those things.
Maybe not Ron Paul.
I mean, that's what the American state does, but a lot of states around the world don't do that
from
stuff.
From a defensive standpoint, you probably are going to plan attacks because that's, as a defensive measure at a minimum, but it doesn't necessarily mean you carry out
attacks. Aren't defensive.
Right, but planning out an attack in defense of an attack would make sense.
That would be a counterattack. Trump's decision to kill a man regarded as the second most powerful person in Iran was hailed by his allies as one of his boldest strokes in foreign policy and lambasted by critics as likely his most reckless. Trump defended the move Friday morning in a series of tweets saying Soleimani was planning to attack Americans. That attack came 2 days into Trump's re-election year, and while he faces an impeachment trial in the Senate, although I heard today that the House still has not moved the impeachment papers out of the House.
Yeah, Pelosi hasn't delivered them to the Senate. And so
until then, he's not facing anything.
He's facing it. It's not going to go away, but he doesn't have to.
Well, if they never send the papers over, it's dead.
It's the reason. Now we're talking about impeachment, but the rationale behind her not submitting the papers is Trump wants it over as soon as possible.
Okay.
But as long as she doesn't deliver the papers, right?
Drag it out to the middle of the election.
To the election. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, raised the immediate suspicion among his opponents, the decision was politically motivated, and repercussions extending to the possibility of war are unknown. As a private citizen in 2011, Trump publicly accused Barack Obama of planning war against Iran in order to secure his re-election because, quote, he's weak and he's ineffective, unquote. Is he doing the exact same thing as his predecessor? But as president, Trump has shown first by his withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria in September. That was a good move, right? The more withdrawals of troops, the better. But now with the strike on Soleimani, that he will act in what he believes are the best interests of the country. This is, again, the Bloomberg piece here. Even in the face of potential consequences, he and his advisors can in no way confidently predict. Well, I think you can confidently predict that if you attack people in other parts of the planet, that at some point somebody's going to they're going to get you back. That I think you can be pretty confident.
And this isn't the first tit for tat that's gone on.
Right.
If you remember, the U.S. attacked Iran's civilian nuclear program with a virus, a computer virus that basically shut it down.
When was this?
That was under the Obama administration.
It wasn't that long ago. It was in recent history. And then I'm trying to think what else happened. We also had
they shot down a U.S. drone that was over their territory.
Yes, and that was much more recent. The drone over U.S.
I believe it was still while Obama was
over. Well, no, it was a U.S. drone over Iranian territory.
Yes.
That they shot down, and then Trump was going to send in, he was going to send in bombs or something, and it was like in retaliation, which is absolutely insane considering it was in Iranian territory, but anyway.
And there's all the sanctions that the U.S., not only the U.S., right. but all the U.S.'s allies, and even the U.S. trying to get non-allies to, just the whole world to put all these sanctions against Iran.
Right, and the U.S. involvement in Iran goes back for decades.
Right, and don't forget that if you're a country and you want to do business, like free trade with the U.S., you have to obey the U.S.'s, restrictions on trade with Iran. So, it's certainly more You know, it's one thing if it's you know, you're choosing to do something of your own free will, like a country does it, but when they're doing it because of another country, you know.
We have more on the way here. And when you say country, you mean governments?
Yeah, governments.
Right, okay. 855-450-free, because I didn't choose this.
Right.
You know, and what is the country, right? And some would define country as just the plot of land, you know, not necessarily the government agents. Toll-free number 855-450-free. We'll analyze more of what's going on with the strike against Iranian targets.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Your comments are welcome. welcome on not just the Iran thing, which apparently actually happened in Iraq. I missed that little detail. They killed an Iranian.
It was really funny. It was at the Baghdad airport.
Was that really where it happened?
At the Baghdad airport. So it's bizarre. Like, you would think that an Iranian official wouldn't enter Iraq.
But apparently he did.
But I guess he did.
And that's one of the that's one of the reasons why they're using it to justify. And what he was, what people assume he was doing was he was coordinating the Shiite militias in Iraq. That that was part of his job, was to coordinate Iran's like proxies, you know, allegedly all over the world. So like in Syria, in Hezbollah, they say is a proxy. So
this sounds a little far fetched, though, don't you think?
No, I mean, it's real. I mean, no, it's real. It's admitted. You know, he was the head of their special forces.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, he's the second top person in the country, according to like the I think the U.S. government
that's
even admitted. So I mean, as a second person in a country, like top person in the country, you would think that they wouldn't leave the country.
You'd think he'd unless be keeping himself was, protected.
Yeah. Unless he was, so it kind of...
obviously Iraq is, crawling with U.S. military, right?
Right. So you would think that there was some assurance, that he wouldn't be killed by the U.S. So that seems like the U.S. And the U.S. does have a policy of not killing political politicians.
Well, this guy is isn't he like a general?
Yeah, well, one is, but...
In like these military dominated societies like that of Iran, a lot of the times there's a blur between politics and military.
Well, usually being a high level military person is a political position. You're appointed or promoted.
Keep in mind, the president of the United States is also a military commander.
Well, yes, no, he's a civilian. True. He's the commander of the he's commander in chief, but the president still considers civilian, right? That's why they say it's important that military is controlled by the civilian. Civilian government, so it's not like there's someone in the military who has total control
of
the military.
How does that not make you a military, somebody in the military?
Well, because he doesn't have a rank. He's, he's president, so he directs him, but he doesn't have a rank.
What relevance is rank? I mean, that seems because, ridiculous to say it's...
That Supreme Commander sounds like a rank to me.
Right. Well, no, he's commander-in-chief, so he's the
Whether or not they have a military rank, it seems,
Because it's outside, if it's in the military,
he controls
so if it's like general or
how can you possibly argue that
he's
not...
Because he's part of a civilian, he's the executive head of the civilian government, so he doesn't have a rank as in he's not a general, right? That could be appointed, but that's I'm talking about within it's because military and government
doesn't have a rank, but he's still in charge completely.
Yes,
of the military.
Yes.
I mean, it's really just it's all mincing words, but that's what you expect from government. Yeah. So we'll go on here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. LibertyStickers.com. You want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Maybe you're anti-war, for instance. They get some great anti-war stickers over at LibertyStickers.com. You can do it from the back of your car and reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, the story from Bloomberg that Donald Trump ordered, apparently, the killing of a top Iranian general. And this happened in Iraq, allegedly at the airport there. Trump then defended the claim, defended the attack, claiming that Americans were under threat by this man, Qasem Soleimani. Which, of course, again, you just have to believe the U.S. government. They would never lie to you.
Mm.
Well, right? I mean, I don't doubt that, this guy did have plans to kill Americans. But the question is, why would he want to have plan to kill Americans, right? And it's like you see
how long do you have to plan for before you actually do something?
Well, it's like, there's a plan as in, like, plan A, plan B, and then there's plan as in, like, okay, we're, like, 50% right. progression with
the... So, hold on. The U.S. said something about 250... It was also... They said something about killing 250 Americans or something to that effect, right?
As in a plan to?
No, they did. Okay, so Iran has killed, the United States has claimed that Iran has killed through third parties, effectively, 250 Americans, okay? So,
over what time frame?
The past maybe year, I'm thinking. Okay. I'm not 100% sure, don't quote me on that, but something along those lines. And so, like, this is kind of justification. But what we're forgetting is that the U.S. has killed millions of people.
Yep. Innocent, peaceful people.
Right, mostly innocent people, civilians.
In Syria, there was little planning for the aftermath. The White House was braced for potential Iranian retaliation within U.S. borders, two officials said. One said the government was on a heightened alert, but the details of the administration's preparations weren't immediately clear. Oil prices apparently spiked more than 4% in the immediate aftermath of the attack. Not sure what that has to do with anything. But preceding the strike, Trump's government fell into silence.
Well, that's a huge oil-producing region, Ian. I mean, even though they like to tout, or Sean Hannity likes to tout, that the U.S. is a it's exporting its own oil now. It's not dependent on Middle Eastern oil. A lot of oil does go through the Strait of Hormuz, right? Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, that Iran controls. So, yeah, a lot of the world, because OPEC controls a lot of the world's oil supply. So that's why oil prices would have spiked.
Preceding the strike, Trump's government fell into silence. A Washington businessman who had scheduled dinner with a White House aide staying at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida said the meal was suddenly canceled and Trump aides went dark. Immediately after Soleimani's death, calls to press officers at the State Department went straight to voicemail. Later, one State Department official questioned whether the White House had thought through the next steps in its escalating confrontation of the Islamic Republic. Political reaction fell along familiar party lines, buoyant praise from many Republican lawmakers, and a string of Democratic statements that criticized Soleimani, blamed the deaths of hundreds of American servicemen during, Soleimani was blamed for the deaths of hundreds of American servicemen during the Iraq War. Maybe that's what you're referring to with the 250 number that you brought up. Before questioning the wisdom of Trump's move, Secretary of State Michael Pompeo tweeted a video that he said showed Iraqis dancing in the street over Soleimani's death. A spokes bureaucrat for Trump's campaign said on Fox News the killing was, quote, the greatest foreign policy accomplishment, I would say, of the decade, if not our lifetime, and sent, quote, the unmistakable message that if you mess with Americans, you'll pay a price as a terrorist.
All right, so if this is the case, if it's been the Iraq War, how long has the Iraq War been going on?
It's not over yet, from what I can tell.
Well, the war, like, because, like, when you think of the Iraq War, they call it different phases, right? Where you have the first phase where, you know, it was against Saddam. You have a government of Iran's standing army. But then you have the insurgency.
Are you talking about the 90s or the newer
Iraq
War?
I'm talking about the 2003 one. Then you have the insurgency, which was allegedly declared to be done a few years ago, and then mysteriously ISIS suddenly shows up.
It seems trivial. Like, the 250 number seems trivial compared to, like, what the U.S. has done, and that doesn't justify what Iran has done. Well, actually, it kind of does, only in the sense that they're actually attacking an enemy combatant, as opposed to the United States actually attacked civilians.
Innocent people.
Well, the argument is that the U.S. hasn't, you know, the U.S. and Iran aren't at war, and so that's like it's...
Well, that's not an official declaration of war,
but someone argued that this was...
A act of war. I actually saw an interview with Tulsi Gabbard today on Fox News, and, you know, there's no Congress declaration of war against Iran, and a strike against the top Iranian general or whatever is definitely an act of war.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
It was, they have different arguments. And I just want to say, they always mention, they've been mentioning the Iraqis dancing in the street as if it was any sort of support, but the Iraqi prime minister is way against this. He's condemned it.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join the show, bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. Plus, we got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
President Trump's comments after the U.S. kills a top Iranian general. The president continues.
I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential.
The president's comments come less than 24 hours after an airstrike led to the death of Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani. Democrats on the 2020 campaign trail reacting to the news, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now the administration has said the goal of killing Soleimani was to deter future attacks by Iran. But the action almost certainly will have the opposite impact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. If you'd like to take advantage of the preferred customer offer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping, and plus a bonus, after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. You can do that by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL to get that offer. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Iran situation. You can bring up what you want, of course. It is Free Talk Live. There's a lot more to say about it. Ralph is on the line calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm looking at a tweet from Michael Moore where he's posting a New York Times front page that says, impeachment vote in House delayed as Clinton launches Iraq airstrike, citing military need to move swiftly. Trump's facing impeachment. Netanyahu is facing indictment. War will get you out of trouble, I guess, and get people's attention deflected.
So you think this was a move to distract from the impeachment process?
Well, Netanyahu and his terror gang that run Israel, they've wanted this for a long time. I mean, you know that. And that's
I don't know a whole lot about the Middle East.
I'll take your word for it. Pardon?
I said I don't know a whole lot about the Middle East. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to know something, you know, if I don't know it.
I mean, I do. It's true. Yeah. Netanyahu's banking on a war with Iran. He's even expressed that, you know, his desire for a war for Iran. So, yeah, he's the biggest warmonger of them all, Netanyahu.
Constantly, for decades. And you can't believe anything. You know, this Trump mentioned El-Baghdadi, you know, the number one terrorist that they assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mention that John McCain went over to Syria and met with him and supported him. You know, there's pictures of them together. But John McCain is a hero, you know. And let's not forget Epstein, you know, and his madam that procured children for scores for his, by the scores for his blackmail ring of the rich and powerful. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell is still free and out there. Nobody's investigating her. Nobody's asking questions. Man, it's like a ring, but all these same people, and they're bloodthirsty. You know, they don't care who
sure.
they kill.
No, they don't. They just care about power and control.
Exactly. And, you know, really, it's why is Trump and Netanyahu part of this Shabbat cult that isn't even the like I said the other night. The,
what is that? What is the Shabbat cult?
Oh, I've heard it as Chabad, right? C-H-A-B-A-D. There's different pronunciations.
You're saying it's a silent
C? It's a cult. It's a cult in Judaism, just like the Wahhabis, you know, in Saudi Arabia or a cult in Islam. And these Christian Zionists over here, that's a cult. You know, they all believe in the end days and everything's got to explode and we all got to die. And then Savior is going to come.
You're right about that, Ralph. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's right. You've talked about these guys
on your
show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It sounded like an episode of my show.
The questioning
you probably like it.
Questioning Authority is your show, Vincent. You do it on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 to midnight on LRN.FM. Is there a website that people could go to get archives?
Yeah, yeah. ShireFreeMedia.com/show. You should be able to get the archives there.
So ShireFreeMedia.com for that. You talk a lot about these Zionist types.
Oh, yeah, and
Christian
Chabad.
Zionists, these people who want to hasten, supposedly, they believe that Jesus hasn't come back yet and they want to have war in the Middle East, specifically over Israel, in order to bring this sooner. They believe they can hasten.
It's not even the war thing. What they want to do is they want to have access to the area of the Dome on the Rock, right? Because that's
which
where
is in
the,
Israel?
Yes, which is it was in Jerusalem, right? And Jerusalem's supposed to be an international city. And the Dome on the Rock, it has significance for Jews, Christians, and Muslims, mm-hmm. you know, after the temple, right? That's where they believe was the location of the second temple, which is, you know, very important for Judaism, end times prophecy, and Christian end times prophecy. And by getting rid of it, obviously to rebuild the temple, right? Both Jews and Christian Zionists believe that the temple has to be rebuilt. Or not I should, yeah. These Chabad people
was
and
it destroyed
Christian Zionists,
or something?
Yeah, it was destroyed by the Romans. And so they believe that it has to be rebuilt in order for the sacrifice, for Jews, for the daily sacrifice to be performed, and for Christians in order for the Antichrist to take seat in the third temple. And so by getting rid of the Dome on the Rock, most people assume that it'll infuriate the Muslim world and there'd be some sort of war. And you see some of these Zionists or Chabad people say that they hope that a rocket one day is just going to go stray and blow up the dome, and there's all this stuff like Netflix.
Wait, I thought you said it was already destroyed.
No. The dome has been when the Muslims conquered Jerusalem, they built the Dome on the Rock.
Okay.
So the dome is currently there,
but it needs to be destroyed and then rebuilt.
That's what they
I'm trying
want.
To follow
yeah.
this
yeah,
crazy
yeah, I'm sorry,
claptrap.
Yeah, yeah. They believe that
they
it
believe
has to
that
be
Jesus
destroyed.
won't come back until this man-made dome has been destroyed.
The Christian Zionists, that's what they believe, and
even though the Muslims didn't exist when the Bible was written.
Well, no, I mean, so the reason is in when Jesus said the end times are going to come, he said there'd be an evil one sitting in the temple. Right, or via Antichrist would be seated at the throne, which a lot of these people view to mean the temple. But at the same time, Jesus said that, you know, within a few years, the temple is going to be destroyed.
And the temple's the same thing as the dome? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
the dome, the temple is what the dome is built on top of, or the ground.
So the temple was destroyed.
Yes, the temple
was
destroyed.
The dome was then built on top of the temple.
Yes.
but these Christian Zionist types want to rebuild the temple.
They believe,
they want to destroy the dome and rebuild the temple. So
the
dome's not enough of a temple for them.
No. The dome isn't the temple. No, the dome is the dome was built by the Muslims. They need the temple, and I hesitate to even call these people a Christian Zionist Christian, because what they believe is that they believe that they could tell God what to do. Mm-hmm. They believe that God will do what they want just as they have to do.
You just have to trigger a thing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What
absolutely.
Do you think about all this, Chris? I mean, it sounds like a bunch of poppycock, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, but people in power believe it. No, I'm just going to say people here.
I kind of feel like maybe we should just be destroyed, rebuilt. That way we can show them all that like,
nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
but then that'll start a war. That might start a war because all the, a lot of...
Well, as long as it's a localized war that involves just the dome, I'm okay with that.
And I mean, I do agree that it does sound ridiculous, but the important thing is that people in power, people like whether or not Netanyahu is just a political opportunist or not, people with a lot of money, Sheldon Adelson, Trump, the Chabad people, and a lot of people follow them too. I think the Revi had, who's a big, was a big guy in Chabad, they thought he was the Messiah. Had like millions of people following it. So like a lot of people are into it, a lot of people in power. And so that's why people got to pay attention to it. That's why we got to attract this stuff, because, they want to start wars over this. They want to kill people over this.
Crazy.
It's horrifying.
It's crazy. If you want to join the show, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So back to the story here about this Iranian general who was murdered by the U.S. government attacks. Yesterday, Democrats warned of, and I'm not saying he was a good guy. I'm sure he's awful, just like any, government goon. But is this going to escalate matters? There's a good chance. Democrats warned of unpredictable consequences and said Trump should have informed Congress of such a provocative move. Well, no, he shouldn't have informed Congress. If he wants to go to war, Congress is supposed to vote to go to war. But then again, that hasn't happened since, World War II? I'm pretty sure that was the last time Congress voted to go to war.
Oh, yeah, yes. But Obama, under their NDAA, and they could wage undeclared war, right? Obama killed all sorts of people in Pakistan that you've never been at war with. So that's a justification. And that's the thing, all these Democrats who are kvetching about it. I mean,
Obama and Bush laid the groundwork for this.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Trump tossed a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox, said Joe Biden. And he owes the American people an explanation of the strategy, he said.
Strategy. I think he owes the American people an apology.
He owes the Iranian people an apology.
He owes both people an apology.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But being in government means never having to say you're sorry. Because you can just keep taxing and taxing and taxing and doing whatever you want, dropping as many bombs as you please. Because this is going to make a lot of people happy. What will this end up doing with his reelection chances? Will it increase the likelihood or not? Are Americans seething for war again?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order. Order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that you want on Free Talk Live. You don't have to talk about the Iran situation, but you certainly can. By the way, I want to say thank you to Alistair, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Alistair contributing $10 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can help us get on more radio stations around the U.S. to talk about the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom, cryptocurrency, the things we like to talk about here on Free Talk Live, which don't get discussed on pretty much any other radio show anywhere. So if you appreciate the work that we do, please take a moment and go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can sign up with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been discussing the attack on an Iranian person, a general, supposedly the number two guy in Iran at the time. He has been allegedly taken out, and well, that's what we're discussing, just sort of the overarching themes and issues that are present there. And Vincent, as you were talking about, there's these all these people, these so-called Christian Zionists who believe that there's a temple in Jerusalem that was destroyed originally. There's now a dome that's been built there by Muslims, that the dome must be destroyed, the temple rebuilt in order to hasten Jesus' return. Is that right? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that's the Christian side of it. And Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of Defense,
and he's one of them.
Oh, yeah, it's an outright stated Christian Zionist where soldiers would complain about him talking about the end of the world and war during like official meetings. And then then you have like the Zionists who are a lot of them are in the very far right ultra orthodox parties in Israel. And Netanyahu's one of them who also want to bring about, you know, the end times because they believe that their Messiah will come back when the temple is rebuilt.
I just don't understand. Like, even if you believe that, you know, the whole Messiah coming back story, this Jesus Christian story, what's the rush? I mean, is life really that bad here? I mean, people are wealthier than they've ever been on this planet. The planet, despite Trump, is more peaceful than it's ever been.
the amount of freedom seems to be, in a lot of ways, you know, there's more things we can do now than we could do before. We have more leisure time. There's, like, a lot of good things about life. We were just doing a story recently about how the last decade was the best decade on the history of the planet. Like, why are these guys in such a rush to just end it all?
Well, for them, it's a power thing, right? They want power.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're using the Christ. The Christ thing is an excuse, suggesting that that's going to end the world, right? Like, if that happens, that Jesus will come back and there will be a rapture, right? And then all the good people will be taken out.
Yeah, most of these Zionists believe in a pre-tribulation rapture where things will start. Well, I mean, also, I mean, they don't, like, I could certainly debate whether things are, you know, better or worse as a whole, but they also believe it's
people
not,
are being lifted out of poverty globally in tremendous numbers.
I think they're just taking advantage of psychologically deranged individuals for power, for a power grab.
Well, yeah. So what you're saying, you don't think they actually believe the Christ story?
No.
That's just an
excuse?
No,
I think that's just the avenue in which people utilize to, you know, seek power, more and more power as they move up the ranks within those particular religious organizations.
Could be. Let's talk to Rick. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I know you're all talking about Christianity. I want to, you know, about some of the end time stuff that's going on. But I just wanted to, you know, chirp in from some of my beliefs.
You're on the air.
So from right here, I'm reading from Deuteronomy 7:16 that it says.
Boy. So
I couldn't understand his accent.
He was attacking black people. Is what he was saying. Pretty lame. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we go back to the story here at, what was it? I think Bloomberg had it, that they took this guy out. He was at the airport. Oh, Joe Biden comments saying, Trump just tossed a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox, and he owes the American people an explanation of the strategy. Now, as you pointed out, it was during the break. Biden is also a warmonger.
Yeah, not as big as the other ones. I did some more research, but he said that back at, you know, when Obama was first put in, that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard ought to be labeled as a terrorist organization. And so, I mean, when something's labeled as a terrorist organization, you know, regular rules of war won't apply.
Right. So, Biden,
so regardless, he's still a hypocrite in this situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the vice president, so, I mean, he was.
I mean, these are opportunists, I think, is what it comes down to. They're taking advantage of the situation, and if war is to their benefit, they'll support it.
Right, and so Biden isn't actually against war with Iran. He just wants an explanation. That's all.
He doesn't want war now. He wants war tomorrow
when he's in charge.
It's to his advantage. Yeah,
there you go. According to the story here, Bloomberg, the action was taken without the consultation of Congress, said Nancy Pelosi in a statement, which of course is true about things Barack Obama did and George Bush and Bill Clinton. The full Congress must be immediately briefed on this serious situation and on the next steps under consideration by the administration, including the significant escalation of the deployment of additional troops to the region. Well, what if he doesn't? Are you going to impeach him?
Well, didn't they already say they're sending 3,500 troops to the Middle East more?
Maybe. I believe it. I don't know.
I believe I read that here in some of the stories I was reading on this.
And then, you know, when I was reading up on Joe Biden's history with Iran, he said that if Bush attacked Iran preemptively without congressional approval, he would file articles of impeachment.
The next move is likely the Iranian government's to make. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed that, quote, severe retaliation, unquote, awaits Soleimani's killers, according to a statement broadcast on state media. And the country's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, called the attack, quote, an extremely dangerous and foolish escalation on Twitter, said the U.S. will bear, quote, responsibility for consequences of its rogue adventurism. Unquote. The state-run Tasnim News Agency said 3 days of mourning had been declared by the government. Michael Singh, managing director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said a former senior director for Middle East Affairs and a former senior director for Middle East Affairs under George Bush said, quote, the U.S. will need to be ready. So
I wonder who they're actually going to try and kill in that case. Would it be Trump as he gave the order, or is it the people who hit the button that sent the missile down, and how are they going to find these people?
We're not going to find anybody that's
American. Like a terrorist attack or an attack on a base or something, if anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that they would go after the actual people who did it would be very...
I find it humorous that they're using the word murderer. Like, I mean... who is the murderer in this particular case, exactly?
Well, yeah, that's always the question. Is it the man who orders the attack or the man who pushes the button?
Right.
Which one's the killer?
Well, like, according to Nuremberg, both are.
Yeah. Of course, no one's going to be held responsible for this in any way, shape, or form. There's
well, according to... Sorry, I'll amend it. According to Nuremberg, anyone in the same room or within the vicinity is also guilty of that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, they go after, like, going after cooks and doctors now.
Are they still?
People under 90s.
Under that logic, would they not also have to go after the people they imprisoned?
What do you mean by that, the people they imprisoned?
The Jews or whoever else.
Why would they
just
be
just because
on?
They were there?
Because they were in the room. Because they, the servant, the guy who came in to serve the...
Because they didn't want to be there.
Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't want to be there either, but they they were scared, right? Like, you don't say no.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, you know, they were, like, drafting old people and children by the end of the war. So, like, everyone is being forced into a uniform to do something.
Yep. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Headline from The Onion, posted by one of our chatters on the Discord server, Malarkey 2020. Christ calls off plans for return after realizing it's been so long, it'll be weird now.
Speaking of drafting, I saw on the CNN, was it the Selective Service website has crashed today.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because because people are worried there's going to be a war for Iran and make sure they've actually signed up for Selective Service.
Do you think that's what the people would do if they were worried about a war? Why are they signed up?
I would be doing the exact opposite. Yeah. I'd be like, how do I get my name off that list?
Well, you have to be on the list, otherwise you get charged or prosecuted. Everyone has
find
to
find an example of the prosecution.
He's right. That's what the threat is.
Right. I want to see an example of them prosecuting someone for it.
Hey, if it was Muhammad Ali, was he prosecuted? Or did he flee to Canada? I forget. I think Muhammad.
Well, now that was during the time of drafting.
Oh yeah, yeah. And
well, there's no draft at this time
because people are worried they might have to implement a draft.
Well, but look, what you're saying is the Selective Service threatens people. It threatens young men and says if you
and women now.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Equality. Yay for equality.
They say if you don't sign up for the draft that doesn't exist, then they could come after you with charges, penalties, etc. But I challenge you to find an example of them actually doing it. I don't think they would.
But as soon as war is declared, and in wartime, we're going to start prosecuting
people
for it.
They might. I want to say I never did voluntarily sign up for the Selective Service. So
and?
They didn't come after you. Of course not. And they knew where I was.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, supposedly, they'll deny you, like, federal loans and federal jobs or whatever, but so what?
Yeah.
I don't want any of that crap. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up in hour number two, plus we can talk about a robot dog.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.